Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Miami Mercenaries, really, that's the double M. Boy, I'm baller, baby boy, I be above the rim.
What's good, family? It's your boy, Just Blaze, host of the best NBA pod in the game, Above the Rim. Keep it locked each week and join myself and a special guest as we tackle the latest rumblings in the league. If it's happening in the NBA, you know I got you covered. Make sure you subscribe on all platforms and leave that 5-star review. Let's get it.
Attack for 12 minutes. We got to get back and we got to defend.
Thank you for the answer. I'm going to let you go with that one. I know you got to save your voice.
Yeah, I don't have any voice left. Sorry.
Thank you, coach.
Just put that all in perspective as you're trying to look ahead to these next couple weeks and make a push.
They lucky I sprained my ankle. Simple as that. I was ready to go crazy.
Talk about it.
You are now tuned in to Above the Rim.
Hoops talk for the streets.
Family, what's good? Welcome back to another edition of Above the Rim. Hoops talk for the streets. You already know how we do, family. Brought to you as always, it's your host, Justin, a.k.a. Just Blaze. Family, you know the drill to get in contact with me. You can always hit me up and follow me on Twitter at JustBlaze_513, on IG at JustBlaze513, on Facebook and YouTube, search Above the Rim Podcast. Also, email the show as well, AboveTheRimNBAPodcast@gmail.com. Family, tap in and leave a voicemail. The line is always open, 908-718-1592. Best way to support the show is by copying your merch. As always, link is in my bio. Show some love. I appreciate it, of course, family. You know everything is love. As always, make sure you leave your boy a review on iTunes, Spotify, if you rock with the show. If you're watching on YouTube as well, make sure you hit that thumbs up button. Subscribe, comment, show some love. Tell me your thoughts. I want to hear from the family as well. Let me know your thoughts on this conference finals coming up right here. I want to know what y'all got to say about this, definitely, because I know y'all hit me in the DMs. I know y'all write me on Twitter, all of that good stuff, but write me in the comments too as well, man. I want to talk to the family there as well. So, conference finals preview. It's time to talk about the NBA conference finals, family. It feels like this playoffs is moving very, very, very fast, right? And before we get into, you know, like the preview of the conference finals itself, I want to talk a little bit about the bubble talk, right? So first off, let's drop the bubble talk, right? I know it was about 3 years ago, but none of these teams that are in the conference finals now are the same. The rosters are not the same. Only 14 players total from all four rosters remain the same. The Heat, the Celtics, the Lakers, and the Nuggets, who all made the conference finals in the bubble, are in the same position once again as they were a couple of years ago in the bubble. It doesn't validate or invalidate that bubble title that all of those teams are back here again. The bubble was its own separate entity, and it could be looked at both ways. Some may think it was a tougher task because you were isolated in the bubble and the teams weren't in their comfort zone. And some think that the bubble was easier because there were no fans, no distractions, and it was just hooping. So either way you slice it, these four teams are back here again for a reason. So let's preview the Western Conference Finals right here. Denver Nuggets, LA Lakers, Denver Nuggets. The Lakers-Nuggets series pits the best offense in the playoffs against the best defense in the playoffs. The Nuggets and the Lakers are two well-rounded teams who are playing their best basketball at the right time. The Lakers are the first number 7 seed to reach the conference finals since the 1986-1987 Seattle Supersonics. They became the first 7 seed to reach the NBA finals in league history if they defeat the Denver Nuggets. There have been only three teams outside of the top four seeds to reach the finals in NBA history. Ironically, though, the last time this happened was in 2020 when the Miami Heat lost to these same Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA bubble. With home court advantage going to the Denver Nuggets and being the number one seed in the West for the entire season, Denver should be and is considered to be the favorite to win the Western Conference Finals against the Los Angeles Lakers. And obviously, we know both of these teams matched up together in the Western Conference Finals in 2020 in the bubble, and the Lakers took that series to go on to eventually win the NBA title. Looking at this series, there's a lot going on right here. Some of the playoff stats from this series in the playoffs as a whole, LeBron is averaging 23-10-5, but only shooting 26% from three, which needs to get better as this series goes on. Anthony Davis averaging 21-14-2 with three blocks a game. Jokic is averaging 30-12-9 this postseason, leading his team in all three statistical categories. Jamal Murray is averaging 25-5-6 and hitting some big shots for the Denver Nuggets in the playoffs. Let's talk about it. The Lakers have the best defensive rating in the playoffs, as I talked about before. Opponents are shooting under 30% in the playoffs when guarded by Anthony Davis, but he hasn't faced an elite big like Joker in this playoffs, who gave the Suns 34-13-10 in that series. Average a triple-double against the Phoenix Suns. Ugh, heartbroken. I'm going to talk about that later. I was disgusted by that series, by the way. AD is going to have his work cut out for him in this series. In the bubble, when they played before, AD did a great job on Jokic. The Lakers did a great job on Jokic. They limited him to 21.7 rebounds and 5 assists a game back then. But we all know now, this is 3 years later, 2 MVPs later, all-NBA teams later, the Joker is not the same player. He's much better. So let's talk about some series keys, because there are a lot that came to mind when I wanted to discuss this Western Conference Finals. Nikola Jokic versus Anthony Davis. Obviously, the major and the most important matchup in this series, an offensive force who can do it all, fundamentally sound versus an athletically defensive stalwart in Anthony Davis. Even though AD is a terrific shot blocker, the Joker will make it tough for him in the post because of his ability to follow his own misses, also his soft touch around the rim, and his footwork. Jokic is going to be a problem, and we all know that. This guy is a two-time MVP. There's no game plan for him on the defensive side of the ball. Joker doesn't have any weaknesses in his offensive game. You just have to hope that he misses a lot of the times, right? You won't be able to slow him down or speed him up for that matter. He's going to do what he wants to do, and you just have to try to make it tough on him and tire him out on the other end. But on defense, Anthony Davis has got to go to work. Clearly has an edge in athleticism against Joker. AD has to be him again in this series because the Joker shouldn't be able to guard him in this series. He should be able to use his quickness and his leaping ability to get all of his buckets, beating Joker down the floor, back cuts, alleys off of the back rolls and back screens. I expect a big time series from Anthony Davis in this Western Conference Finals, and he better produce that. They're going to need it. If the Lakers are going to get back to the finals, Anthony Davis is going to have to be him again in this series. It sounds crazy, but both of these guys should be able to dominate each other in this series. As crazy as that sounds, both of them can't really guard each other, and both of them are elite in their skill set of what they do best. So both of them should be able to dominate each other, as crazy as that sounds, in this particular series. Now, when we talk about how the Lakers will defend Joker in this postseason, this is what I'm paying close attention to. I'm interested in how they cover Jokic from a Lakers perspective, right? You have someone in AD that I think can potentially guard him one-on-one, and he's one of the few guys that can, but then AD is out of rotation and out of position to be a help side defender, right? This may sound crazy, but I wouldn't let AD guard Joker until the second half of each game, right? I would switch up the starting five a little bit if they get a little risky with Darvin Ham, and I would either play a big next to AD if Mo Bamba is healthy, because we know the Lakers are limited now near bigs, or I would leave Jared Vanderbilt on Joker. Let me tell you why. If AD gets in foul trouble, the Lakers are in trouble. They have no other suitable bigs that can even remotely even come near Jokic or give the type of production that they need to offset what Jokic is most definitely going to give them. Because one thing about the Joker, he's consistent. He's always going to get you his 20-plus points. He's always going to get you his 10-plus rebounds. He's always going to get you his 7, 8-plus assists, especially in the playoffs. He turns it up a notch. So you're going to have to really supplement everything that you're going to consistently get from the Joker, because he's not going to stop. He's going to go at his own speed. He's going to come at his own pace, right? So because you're going to need someone off the ball, roaming for those drives, AD's sole, if he's guarding Joker, his sole focus is going to be stopping Joker. And we know when he's guarding him, Joker's going to bring him out, pull him out onto the perimeter, and then there's going to be no rim protection for the Los Angeles Lakers. So they're going to have to figure out a way. If AD is going to guard the Joker, he's going to have to be able to slightly be a free safety, or the rest of the Lakers are just going to have to guard that man. And that may be a difficult task for a lot of them. So that's why the Lakers are at their best when AD is roaming, he's playing a little free safety, and he's protecting the rim as that help defender. So we're going to see maybe if Jared Vanderbilt can try to match up with Joker. I mean, he's not going to stop him. He's probably going to get worked. But if he can spell a few minutes for AD while AD can roam a little bit, while Aaron Gordon is standing in the corner, while Michael Porter Jr. is standing in the corner, then he can roam by the rim, that may work to the Lakers' advantage. If anyone else besides AD is matched up on the Joker, how are they going to come with a double team if they do? Are they going to come with the double team from the top side, from the baseline side, on the dribble, or on the catch on Joker? You can be sure the Joker is going to be looking out for his shooters every time they bring a double, if they do bring a double. So that's going to be something Darvin Ham has to figure out, if he's going to double up on Jokic or if he's going to allow the Lakers to play single coverage on him. Because nobody can stop the Joker right now, but AD probably has the best chance of many in the league to at least affect his game the most. Talk about the Nuggets a little bit. The Nuggets supporting cast three-point shooting in this series, right? In the playoffs, Michael Porter Jr. has made 40% of his threes. KCP and Aaron Gordon have made 38 and 39% of their threes, respectively. Jamal Murray is shooting 39% from three, and the Joker is shooting a ridiculous 47% from three as a center. Damn, not making half of his threes. If the Lakers do decide to double Joker, they will lose this series, because the supporting cast of the Nuggets, they're in a great groove. They're in a tremendous groove. Jamal Murray is going to be a tough cover for a Lakers backcourt that has difficulty keeping some of the guards out the paint. But that's why everybody's going to have to do their job defending the Nuggets and the Nuggets on the other side as well. Talking about the three-point shooting, the Lakers were actually fortunate in this series against the Golden State Warriors that they went cold. Their supporting cast went cold on the road. In all three games at the Crypto Arena, Golden State shot below 30% from three-point range. Plenty of those misses were open looks, but they were also defended well from time to time as well. It's highly unlikely that the Nuggets are going to shoot that poorly from the arc if we've seen the trajectory of how their postseason has gone thus far, because they've been lights out from three-point range. Denver leads the West, making 30% of his three-pointers in the playoffs. So their supporting cast, they're locked and loaded. They're ready to shoot. So the Lakers are going to have to pay attention to the corner shooters, above the break shooters, and just have a body on everyone at the three-point line, because that is how the Nuggets are going to beat you if they do. On the Lakers side, I'm looking at LeBron James right now. LeBron James could possibly go off in this Western Conference Finals right here. LeBron James, listen, LeBron James may not be capable of taking over an entire series like he once was, but he can turn it on when it's necessary. Let's be clear, right? He went off for 30 points on 10 of 14 shooting with 9 rebounds and 9 assists in that Game 6 clinching win over the Warriors in Game 6. It was his first 30-point game of the postseason. But LeBron's going to have to do some work in this series, right? He's going to have to be aggressive. LeBron is going to have to attack an interior defense that struggled for much of the regular season and attack the paint more than he did in the first two rounds of the playoffs. I expect him to shoot more free throws in this series than he did in the previous two. AD is leading the team right now in 5 free throws a game. I expect LeBron to shoot maybe 6 to 8 free throws a game in this series, and I think he can do it. I love how in the past two series, LeBron, I talked about it in a couple of my previous episodes, LeBron has been able to come off the ball and play off the ball a little bit more in this playoffs. And I think it has helped keep him fresher throughout this playoffs. Because now we're getting to the third round now. We know we got those older legs. They start buckling down a little bit. You start getting injured a little bit more because you're playing a lot of minutes. And it's understandable. But I think the fact that he is playing off the ball, he's making a conscious effort to play off the ball. Austin Reeves is handling a little bit more. D'Lo is handling a little bit more. It has kept him a lot fresher for these type of moments. So I expect him to be aggressive. His rebounding has gotten better in this postseason. And his overall effort from LeBron James has been better. So I'm looking for an aggressive LeBron James. And I think the Nuggets are aware of that. So they seem to be very confident that they have a lot of bodies that they can throw at LeBron James. Aaron Gordon, he's probably going to be the primary defender on LeBron James. And I must say, Aaron Gordon's defense has been excellent for the Nuggets in this postseason. I can't lie. He did a phenomenal job on Kevin Durant. He didn't shut him down, but he definitely disrupted him, bothered him, because Kevin Durant was not the same Kevin Durant in this postseason. And I think Aaron Gordon had a lot to do with that. He muscled him up. He bothered him up a little bit. And it was kind of effective against KD. I'm not going to lie. You're never going to stop him from scoring, but you can bother him a little bit. And that's what I think Aaron Gordon did. So I got to give him a lot of love for his great defensive postseason. Now, if he could do a good job on LeBron, let's say he limits LeBron to maybe 22-7-5, 22-7-4 in this series, can the Lakers supplement that production with their missing if LeBron James isn't able to give them a phenomenal performance from their role players? I mean, let's be honest here. You can't expect LeBron to dominate this entire series at 38 years old. In the two series that the Lakers have won, who was their best player? Anthony Davis, obviously. And there's no coincidence there. He needs to be the best player on the Lakers in order for them to win this series. This is where the Lakers' role players come in, and they have answered the call thus far in the last two particular series. The Lakers seem to have some of that championship magic sprinkling right now, where they get a random D'Angelo Russell game, random Hachimura game, a random Lonnie Walker game, Austin Reeves quarter takeover. The Lakers are going to need someone else or another one of their role players to give them something else new every game. Different role players have stepped up in this postseason. I'm looking for Dennis Schroeder to have a big impact in this series also as well. So I think the Lakers role players have to step up. Some X factors and some things I'm looking out for in this particular series: are the Laker guards disciplined enough to not get lost on those Jokic-Murray two-man role game that they have? The Warriors were at their best in the second round matchup against the Lakers, right? When they involved Anthony Davis directly in the pick and roll, pulling him away from the basket, as I talked about before, and forcing LA's supporting cast to cover all of the space behind him. That Jokic-Murray two-man game is very deadly, as we've seen in this postseason, in many ways, and it can confuse opposing guards, opposing defenses, if you're not paying attention and if you're not disciplined on that end. In that 2020 series in the bubble that the Lakers played against the Warriors, Jamal Murray delivered a scorching playoff performance, and he was the main catalyst for the Nuggets in that series. So we're going to see if they can semi-contain him in this series and how the Laker guards do. Can someone else guard on the Lakers guard Jokic in stretches? That's going to be something to watch for. AD guarding Jokic takes him away from the weak side protection, as I talked about before. And I talked about it earlier. Keeping AD as a roamer to protect the rim is ideal for the Lakers, if that's even possible. So we're going to see if they're able to continue to do that. Michael Porter Jr. on the Nugget side, is he able to hit those impact corner threes, which he has been? He's a hit or miss type of player at this point of his career. Look no further than his last four games from three, in which his numbers were 0 for 4, 5 for 8, 2 for 9, 6 for 10 for Michael Porter Jr. If he can hit his threes at a decent clip, it's going to go a long way in beating the Lakers, in which looms to be a very, very tight series. So they're going to need all of their production as well. The Nuggets are going to need all of their three-point shooters and all of their spaces to hit their shots, KCP as well. Another things I'm watching for, I talked about the role players before. Who's going to be the third scorer on both sides, and will it translate on the road? I think Bruce Brown is going to play well in this series. I think Schroeder and Reeves is going to play well in this series. If Reeves can continue to get to the line as he has been, I think it will do wonders for the LA Lakers. Is Darvin Ham going to put Jared Vanderbilt on Murray, or will he get creative and put him on the Joker? As I'm thinking maybe before, maybe a good step for him. We're going to see about that. Lakers have to be aggressive. They have to attack the paint. The Nuggets don't really have a strong rim presence, and they will foul you if they can't guard you. Let's remember that. So the thing about in their last series is the Suns didn't take advantage of the lack of rim protection against the Nuggets because they chose to shoot jump shots all game. They took jump shot after jump shot after jump shot after jump shot, and they didn't really go to the rim as much as they should have. So I think the Lakers, if they're smart and they're watching that film, they will know the best way to combat the Nuggets is to be aggressive, go to the lane, attack the rim, and try to get some fouls on them because they don't have many shot blockers on that team. How I'm looking at this series to be playing out a little bit, I think the Lakers, they have to win one of these first two games in Denver. Including the playoffs, the Denver Nuggets are 40-7 at home. The Lakers have won game one in both series of this playoffs that they won. Things are going to get very, very sticky if they can win one of these first two games in Denver. Denver's one of the best home teams in the league, and the Lakers have been one of the best road teams in this playoff. So we're going to see if the Lakers can try to steal a game or two on the road because they're going to have to, especially game one and game two. Closing it out, series prediction. This is a tough one, man. I'm not going to lie. It can go both ways, this series. This is going to be a very, very good, very tough Western Conference Finals. I actually think the Nuggets are the better overall team, but I think the Lakers have more upside, in my opinion. We may have seen the best Nuggets team that we have seen against the Suns. Do the Nuggets have another gear? I'm not sure. I think the Lakers could possibly have another gear. I think they can play a little bit better offensively, but the Nuggets really played lights out against the Suns. Do they have another gear? We're going to see about that. It's a tough choice for me because I think it could swing either way. This one is going to be hard. Don't kill me for this. Don't quote me on this. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It is what it is. But I'm going to have to go Lakers in a tough six. Lakers in six. Because I think if the Lakers win this series, they're going to have to win game six at home. I think if it goes seven, I think the Nuggets will win because they are going to be at home. So I think it's going to be a tough six game, seven game series minimum. But I think I'm going Lakers in six. But I'm shaky. family, appreciate you again for joining me once again for another episode. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, IG, and Facebook with all your NBA takes. Send in a voicemail with your thoughts, 908-718-1592. Family, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. And we out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.